Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, and we have a fantastic guest for you. We saw him down at the Shrine Game in St. Pete. He was doing his thing. He's a very productive linebacker. He's been knocking it out since he arrived at Illinois. But with that said, we have Dele Harding. Dele, we appreciate you stopping by. How's this day treating you?
I appreciate you for having me. Today is it's been a good day, a little recovery day on the workouts this week, you know, just hitting the pool and, you know, getting the body back in shape and being ready and prepared for tomorrow.
Definitely. I'm curious, where are you doing your combine prep pro day training, and how long you been doing it?
I'm located in Weston at the House of Athletes. The owner is actually Brandon Marshall. Who used to play for the Bears and, you know, has a great track record and whatnot. I've been training ever since the last game of our season against Cal at the bowl game. Yeah, so I've been here. And I actually had a week in which I had to travel to Tampa and be playing the East-West Shrine game. But I've been training ever since. So.
That's excellent. Well, let me ask you this one. Since you're got working out with Brandon, you've been doing that thing, grinding. I mean, are you peeking in the mirror a little bit more, seeing all that body change? I mean, probably a decrease in what little body fat you had and all that muscle you're probably packing on?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's hard to kind of run from the mirror or hide from it or anything like that. It seems like it's always there, especially while we're working out. I try to keep my shirt on for the most part, but it's up coming off, and I'm always looking at myself and make sure I, you know, kind of look good, especially for pro day approaching.
Excellent. And you've been looking good since you arrived on the college scene. I thought you looked good down at the St. Pete when you guys were practicing over at the stadium. Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, I mean, were you the kid that was a better athlete way, way back then?
Pee Wee days, So I originally grew up in Philadelphia where, you know, football, it was limited for me just because of how big I was growing up. It was weight ball, and I was always bigger than, you know, the kids in my age group. So I actually didn't get to play football until about the eighth grade, I believe. So I guess I was kind of late on the scene. Yeah. But, you know, ever since then, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, you're good.
Oh, yeah, I kind of just fell in love with the, you know, position and everything like that. I did play off of the line, of course, because of how big I was. I wasn't allowed to get the ball when they, you know, kind of overruled the whole weight process and things like that. So I played O-line, eighth grade, and linebacker. So.
Nice. And then the linebacker thing stuck, and you've had a fabulous career. So you arrive at Illinois. I mean, you know as well as anybody that things may not work out. You know, you could get there, and maybe the career doesn't, you know, flourish like yours has. When you get the real sense that, you know, what you're doing on a Saturday afternoon can afford you an opportunity to, you know, to make a living in the National Football League?
Man, I've always had that in the back of my mind, you know, enrolling into college and being one of the best individuals to even get to the collegiate level and be able to showcase my talent. And I've been working my butt off ever since for this opportunity, which is here. And I always look back and think, like, it's still kind of unbelievable for me to even be at this point. And, you know, especially with my senior year and it being my last year, I wanted to go out with a big, you know, boom and bang for the program, for on behalf of my team and, you know, kind of leave on a right note. And, man, I've just been blessed, and I can't say too much about it. It's still shocking to me, you know, how the whole season went and just everything that has came about to this point.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Dale Harding, the standout Illinois linebacker, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests at your leisure. We ask all the guys to come on the program. I mean, if you're in that film room with these scouts, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the table? I mean, why are they going to say, hey, you know what, we got to bring you on that 53-man roster. We just got to have you.
For me, I'm really, I can label myself a kind of a football junkie, per se. I really don't go out or anything like that. I'm always in the house, and everything is kind of like revolved around football. And especially, you know, the past season that I've had, I've been in the film room a bunch. So, you know, my football knowledge is still expanding, but it's at a like an all time high as of right now, man. Watching film, even when I watch games, I kind of, you know, I don't watch the offense or anything like that. I kind of, you know, just scouting the whole defense and who should have been here and everything like that. So my mind is always on just football, and my mental capacity has been real broad this year, and I think that's what kind of like separates me from other players and even my previous season, how I stepped back and actually took a look at the game of football and how it's approached and the playbook and everything like that. So
definitely. I texted your teammate Reggie Corbin prior to us going on today, and he had these kind words to say about you. He said, best teammate and brother I could ask for. He said he's the hardest working guy you've ever seen, and he also called you his partner in crime. Is that all fair to say?
Most definitely, man. Reggie is definitely like my brother, man. We work just as hard, if not, I mean, we might not even tell each other we're trying to outwork each other, but it always happens like that, man, and that's definitely my partner in crime for sure.
Now, Reggie got a little bit of that Barry Sanders in him. What was it like, I mean, you going to practice, and how many times did you know you had him wrapped up and maybe said, hey, I got you? Because that probably had to be a hard tackle. Nonetheless, you have the ability to do it.
Almost definitely, but I'm a competitive guy just like Reggie. So even if I may not have made that tackle, just because we can, you know, full out hit in practice, in the back of my mind, some tackles he might have got away from, but I'll never tell him to this day. So
I love it. You know, and you really explained yourself. I mean, you know, you talk about, you know, taking on the film and just kind of being more mentally prepared as you take this next step to get to the next level. Is there anything these scouts don't need to know? Maybe the defensive system you ran, maybe you couldn't drop in his coverage as much or maybe blitz as much. You talked about being a film junkie. Maybe you're a weight room warrior. I mean, team captain, is there anything these scouts don't know about you yet that they should, that's a big bonus as we move forward?
Not that I could, you know, come out and just say off of the top. I'm actually not sure what they know. But man, yeah, I am a hard worker for sure. And when I set a goal, that's something I go get, regardless of the situation, adversity or anything like that. I overcome adversity. I've just learned how to, you know, take adversity and make it my best friend. Everything that I've ever worked for was never ever handed to me. And yeah, man, I've just been blessed to even be in this opportunity. I'm really enjoying this whole process and taking it all in. And I mean, we'll see what happens in the end, man. I'm just, you know, I'm really excited and can't wait.
Yeah, you come across, and I mean, you had to, for the scouts down at the Shrine game, they had to love doing the one-on interviews. I mean, you present yourself in such a wonderful way, and then they match that to the tape. I mean, they know they got a home run both on and off the field. There's no worries with this young man. Once again, Dale Harding from Illinois is joining us here on the C2P. Do you get comparisons to anybody? Is there anybody at that next level, maybe mom, dad, family, friends, teammates, coaches, say, hey, you know what, Dale, when we watch this guy reminds us of you?
That's crazy that you asked. I've never had a comparison yet. Not that I can think of at all. Yeah, I've never – I'm just now thinking about it. I don't think I've had a comparison.
Hey, it happens.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're almost out of time, but we appreciate you. I mean, I know you're busy, you're working out, you're trying to rest, and we really appreciate you stopping by the show. But before we let you go, we call it three and out. It's just a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Now, Coach Lovie Smith, did anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Believe it or not, I actually do a great Coach Smith impersonation, but I don't think I could do it in front of him at all, or even on this phone call. I wouldn't even try.
That was my next question. I'm like, well, he was not in front of us, so okay. Well, I'm gonna have to try to get you off the air to do that. How about this one? Any pregame rituals on a leading up to the game? Is there anything that you have to do every weekend?
Oh man, yeah, for sure. I don't want to say I'm kind of superstitious or anything, but at the same time, I guess I might fall into that boat. I try to keep things consistent as far as like whether it's wearing the same socks, same pregame like attire. If we're wearing suits, I'll make sure I always have the glasses and carrying the same bag. Listen to the same playlist before the game in order. I meditate. There's a whole lot of things I do following up to game day that I keep consistent. I even eat Reese's Cups before the game because I guess it worked for me one game and I kept going with it. So.
Hey, man, that's a good thing. Hey, that's something to think about. Once you make it in the National Football League, maybe you get some endorsement deals talking about how Reese's Cups make you play better on Sundays. So,
yeah,
and then the final one for you. And then the final one for you. Since Reggie was kind enough to share some insight, what's the funnest memory you have of Reggie, something you guys did, or maybe, as a team or maybe just in your private time? What are you going to miss most, I guess, about just being around him, on campus?
We share unlimited amounts of time and created so many memories, but there's nothing in particular I could point out because we're always together. When he said we were a partner in crime, he really meant that. Like we're training together right now, and I just actually left him like 45 minutes ago, so our memories are still building and things of that nature. So, we just always together, even our bye weeks and whenever we have free time, I FaceTime him. Even though I'm with him half of the day, I still FaceTime him at night and everything like that. So, man, it's just, I don't think our bond will ever be broken, so it's nothing I could really miss in particular. So.
Awesome, man. Hey, Bailey, man, we appreciate you, and, man, I really think highly of you. I don't know if it was this year or last. I know I saw you once at Michigan. You guys either in Michigan this year or last year, I know I saw you play, and I remember I was really impressed. You're just all over the field, man. You just, where the ball is, it could be, downfield, upfield, you're rangy, and you make plays. I can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level. But that said, man, stay humble. Stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level.
Yes, sir, man. I definitely appreciate the call. I appreciate you having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout Illinois linebacker, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Remember, Apple Music, iTunes, all opportunities to download and listen to this interview at your leisure. As always, big shout-out to our guest, Dele Harding, for joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.